Well, it's Christmas weekend, and this is the payoff, the end of the year, and we're into the playoffs. For this is the Sunday when love is the theme. So, what do you make of it? What's your dream?
I know about love. I know all about it. The singers all sing it, and everyone shouts it. Everyone's shopping, wanting to try it. Everyone's hopping to find it or buy it. Just buy the right presents, just drive the right cars, and love will be yours. It's right here in the stars.
I think that's a problem. I think that's all wrong. Of that is the story you heard in a song. It's not about money. It's not about shopping. It's not about buying. It's not about hopping. Don't have to be pretty. Don't have to be clever. Don't have to be anything different, whatever. To love everybody, both neighbor and stranger, this is the gift of the child in the manger.
That sounds really cool. I think that I get it. Let's light the candle so we don't forget it.
Our first lesson this morning is about the prophet proclaiming the good news to a people in exile. It's from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling. In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for your God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
The second lesson is about the Lord as he promises to send his people a righteous king. Taken from Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior.
Our third reading tells us that the Lord promises that the king will come to Israel in peace. It's found in Zechariah 9, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war-horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
In the fourth lesson, the prophet foretells the advent of the desire of all nations. Reading from Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill his house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty, and in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
Our fifth lesson for this morning talks about the prophet foretelling the glory of the kingdom of God. I'm reading from Isaiah 35, verses 1 to 6. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. God will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert.
Our sixth lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, and verse 38. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are the highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "Well, how will this be, Mary?" asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I'm the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Does it feel different in here today? Thank you so much. I know Allison has just slipped out. She doesn't like thank yous, I'm told. But you know, you have set our hearts on this path this morning for the last few steps before Christmas Day. The readers and the choir and Dawn and Allison in particular, who arranged this whole service. And so we thank you for bringing the holiness to a heightened level for me anyways. So I can't really follow that with a message. So my message would be, we each have our own favorite Christmas carols, I'm sure, and I was just bebopping on some of them and just so still on others. They, you know, each one speaks in a different way to different people. And the scripture readings, too. Some of them are more meaningful for a certain person than others. But usually, if we're Christian, we can find something that speaks to us in this time of Advent, looking forward to Christmas. Long time ago, I thought it was really important to hammer out things like, was there a virgin birth? Did the wise ones arrive when Jesus was a baby or when he was a young child? And those were very important topics for me. And you know, after I've been through something like this, I realize it doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is that God loved us so much that God came to be with us in our humanity. And so I'd just like to read two passages from Kneeling in Bethlehem. It's one of my favorite Christmas books of poetry by Anne Weems. And the first piece is called The Christmas Spirit. The Christmas Spirit is that hope which tenaciously clings to the hearts of the faithful and announces in the face of any herald the world can produce, O Herod, the world can produce, and all the indoors slammed in our faces, and all the dark nights of our souls, that with God all things still are possible. That even now unto us a child is born. And the second poem is more like a prayer. In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our own advent in His. When we are Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way conveniently, not seeing the stars, not hearing the angel voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves by busily tending our sheep or our kingdoms. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. In the midst of shopping sprees, let us ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts. Through the tinsel, let's look for the gold of the Star of Bethlehem. In the excitement and confusion, in the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angels' wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling places. Amen.